Welcome to How to Unlock Your Potential. Here is Dr. George Ayu.
I'm a strong believer that each person has the potential to accomplish whatever they want to accomplish in life. I personally believe that you are endowed with significant potential to do whatever you set your mind to do in life. There is a law in psychology that if you form a picture in your mind of what you would like to be, and you keep and hold that picture there long enough, you will soon become exactly what you have been thinking. This is by William James. You were designed to be distinctive, special, irreplaceable, and unique. So refuse to be average. Go beyond average and stretch yourself to be all. I suggest that you die empty by giving all you have got. Die fulfilled. One of the greatest tragedies of life is to watch potential die untapped and to watch your potential leave unreleased. The majority of people on this planet will never discover who they really are, while others will settle for only a part of their true self. Do not be one of these. Your potential is screaming for release, and you are a treasure chest. You arrived on this planet like a brand new product from God, equipped to perform and fulfill all the demands placed on you by the Creator. Many experts in the field of human development have stated that the fear of failure and fear of success are the two most powerful and most prevalent fears experienced by the human family. When you begin to believe the opinions of people and their assessment of your ability, these pronouncements and opinions will imprison you and eventually become a trap that will impede and limit your true potential. You were designed to fulfill a specific purpose, and you are equipped with the necessary components and ability to function according to that purpose. You are responsible for releasing the awesome treasure buried within you, and you can fully release this treasure if you are willing to work with the Creator who has endowed you with this tremendous potential. When you cooperate with your Creator's specifications and submit to His will and purpose, nothing will be impossible for you. What are your dreams? What are your aspirations? What are your visions? What keeps you awake every single evening or night? What is it that causes you to be so much set ablaze? What is that thing that causes you to have hope? You see, you have so much potential. The question is, are you using your potential to the full? Are you maximizing the potential that you have within you? I suggest that you decide, you commit, and determine right now not to be satisfied with anything less than the full accomplishment of your dream and potential. Give in to programs, activities, projects, assignments that demands maximum use of your full potential so that you die empty. When the time comes to leave this planet, you would have fulfilled your potential. Every human being can be likened to an onion. Your potential is exposed one layer at a time until all you are is known by all. You are capable of more than others expect of you, even beyond your wildest and big dreams. You deserve a wonderful life, full of success, happiness, joy, and excitement. You were born to have happy relationships, excellent life, meaningful work, and financial independence. All these are your birthright. You are engineered for success and designed to have high levels of self-esteem, self-respect, and continuous growth. You have extraordinary abilities and talents. There has never been anyone exactly like you in all the history of mankind on earth. You have absolutely amazing untapped talents and abilities. When you properly release and apply these talents and abilities, you can achieve the dreams and visions you were born for. You are living at the greatest time in all of human history. You are surrounded by abundant opportunities that you can take advantage of to realize your full potential and dreams. But the only real limit on what you can do or be or have are the limits you place on yourself by your own thinking and imagination. Remember, your future is virtually unlimited. So what are the foundations for unlocking your potential? What are these foundations when you want to unlock your potential? You need to realize that the most important mental and spiritual principle ever discovered is that you become what you think about most of the time. Whatever you are thinking about on a daily basis, you become. Whatever you focus on expands. Whatever you keep looking at and focusing on enlarges. Your outer world is a mirror image of your inner world. In other words, what you manifest on the outside is a reflection of what you have within you. What is going on outside of you is a reflection of what is going on inside of you. You can define your inner condition by looking at your outer condition. Your mind is extraordinarily powerful. Your thoughts control and determine almost everything that happens to you. Your thoughts can raise or lower your heart rate, improve or interfere with your digestion, change the chemical composition of your blood, and help you to sleep or keep you awake all night long. Your thoughts can make you happy or sad, sometimes in an instant. They can make you alert and aware, or distracted and depressed. They can make you popular or unpopular, confident or insecure, positive or negative. Your thoughts can make you feel powerful or powerless, a victim or a victor, a hero or a coward. Your thoughts can make you a success or a failure, prosperous or poverty-stricken, respected or ignored. Your thoughts and the actions that they trigger determine your whole life. Most important of all is that you are completely in charge of your thought life. You are a complex bundle of thoughts, feelings, attitudes, desires, images, fears, hopes, doubts, opinions, and ambitions. Each of these variables are constantly changing. Secondly, each of these elements of your personality affects the others, at times in unpredictable ways. Your whole life and potential is contingent, intertwined, and interconnected to these factors. Your thoughts trigger images and pictures, and the images or emotions that go with them. These images and emotions trigger attitudes and actions. Your actions then have correspondences and results that determine what happens to you. Have you asked yourself the question, why some people are more successful than others? Why some are more happy and doing great things in life and others are barely getting by? Have you asked the question, why some are more vibrant, energetic, healthy, and accomplishing more than others? The answer lies within your thoughts, your feelings, your desires, your attitudes, your actions, and your emotions. Pictures and images from your imagination or from the external influences produce ideas, emotions, and attitudes that correspond to them. They trigger actions that bring about certain results and outcomes. The thought of a person or situation can cause you to instantly feel happy or sad, elated or angry, loving or lonely. Attitudes, positive or negative, constructive or destructive, lead to corresponding images, emotions, and actions that affect your life and relationships. Your attitudes, in turn, are based on your previous experiences and your basic premise about how things are supposed to be. Your actions trigger the emotions and attitudes that go with them. By the law of reversibility, you can actually act your way into feeling in a manner consistent with the action. By acting as if you were already happy, positive, and confident, you soon begin to feel that way on the inside. Your actions are under your direct control, whereas your emotions are not. The meaning you give to the various issues, challenges, and circumstances of life will determine your attitude, opinions, emotions, and reactions to them. If you change your thinking about a specific area of your life, you will change how you feel and behave in that area. You are the only one who can decide what to think about on a daily basis, and you have the ability to take complete control over your life. The secret, therefore, to unlocking your full potential begins from your thought life. Your beliefs largely determine your reality. The law of belief says, whatever you believe with conviction becomes your reality. You always act and react in a manner consistent with your deepest and most intensely held beliefs, whether they are true or not true. And all your beliefs are learned meaning at a time you did not have them. You do not believe what you see, rather you see what you already believe. You can have life-enhancing beliefs that make you happy and optimistic, or you can have negative beliefs about yourself and your potential that act as roadblocks to the realization of everything that is truly possible for you. The most harmful beliefs you can have are your self-limiting beliefs. These are beliefs about yourself and your potential that hold you back. Most of these beliefs are not true, and is the most damaging and destructive force in you unlocking your full potential. Most of your self-limiting beliefs come from information you have accepted without question, often from your childhood. Richard Barr, in his book Illusions, wrote, "Argue for your limitations, and sure enough, they are yours." There are three principles to unlocking your full potential: a positive mental attitude, your self-concept, and your belief system. Remember that those who fully unlock their potential make a habit of manufacturing their own positive expectations, and therefore you should also make it a habit of always expecting the best out of everything you do and develop a good self-concept. Your expectations come from fundamental beliefs about yourself and the world around you. Your self-concept holds one of the keys to your potential, and it is the controlling factor in your performance. A thorough understanding of the self-concept is the key to unlocking your potential and performance. Your self-concept is a combination of all the ideas, the thoughts, the experiences in your life, and you will always perform consistent with your self-concept. Your self-concept is made up of three ingredients: the self-ideal, the self-image, and the self-esteem. Your self-ideal is also known as the ideal self. Your self-ideal is the numerous pictures, feelings, and thoughts of the ideal person you would like to be. It is a composite of all the people you have admired, and you are constantly adjusting your behavior, your action, and your words to try to be more like the ideal person. Your self-image, on the other hand, is the way you see and think about yourself. It is your inner mirror, and you tend to walk, talk, sit, act, think, and relate to others in a manner consistent with your self-image or inner mirror. It is imperative, therefore, that in order to change your external performance or results, you have to change your inner picture. The me I see is the me I become. Your self-esteem is the root of self-concept and the core of your personality. It is the most important element in your performance, in the sense that when you have a healthy self-esteem, you will like yourself, and when you like yourself, you can begin to achieve more and exploit your potential to the full. An image of seeing yourself as a valuable human being enables you to perform at a higher level of effectiveness. You have to like yourself to be a top performer. And low self-esteem is at the heart of all personality problems, behavioral problems, and all interactions with other people. So, what are the primary keys to unlocking your potential? Number one, know the source of your potential. No one knows a product well like the manufacturer. If you want a gadget you bought to give you the full benefits embedded in the product, you have to consult the manufacturer's manual. If you are interested and eagerly desire to move from who you are now to the person you were created to be. If you want to unlock your full potential as per the master's skillful design and original plan, you must seek and get connected to your source. Your source is the creator who built you and put all that potential within you. Apart from your source, you cannot and will not unlock your potential and release this potential. You must know that God is your source if you want to experience a satisfying, abundant, and fulfilling life. The primary key to unlocking your full potential is always contingent upon your having a relationship with the source or maker of the product. You must know your source in order to unlock your full potential. I do know that there are people who do not in any way believe that there is a creator or there is a God. Well, that does not change the fact that there is a God who created the first humans, and all other humans came from the first human prototype. To fulfill your potential and also to maximize this potential, you need to be connected with the source of life. And this is a prerequisite for your fulfilling your potential and unlocking your potential in life. Point number two, understand your function. The maximum performance of any product is determined and established by the manufacturer or creator and must be followed for maximum performance or result. Knowing how God created you to function and applying that knowledge in your life is significant to fulfilling your full potential. No builder can successfully restore a house unless he first knows the specifications determined by the builder and the features provided by the original blueprint. Your ability to unlock your potential is tied to your willingness to consistently live from the Creator's perspective and His masterpiece. If you allow the obstacles and self-limiting beliefs to clutter your mind and the expectations of others to discourage, derail, and deter you, and also to send you on time and energy-consuming errands, your God-given talents and abilities will be wasted. When you learn to function by looking beyond what you now see to what is yet possible is an important key to unlocking your full potential. Point number three. Understand your purpose. Your potential enables you to fulfill your purpose in life, and your purpose reveals the potential hidden within you. Dr. Miles Monroe. It is very important that you discover your corporate and specific reason for your existence and the assignment for which you were born. You cannot unlock your potential without discovering the Creator's purpose for giving you life and keeping you alive to this very day. I am of the persuasion that you are still alive because you have not yet discovered your purpose or fulfilled your purpose or fully exploited your potential. So you are not alive by accident. God never requires something from you that He did not provide for when He created you. Discovering your purpose begins the process of unlocking your potential. Any success outside your purpose is a waste of time, energy, talent, potential in life. What were you born for? What do you think you were created to accomplish? What is your assignment? When you understand your assignment and when you understand the purpose for which you were created, you will truly unlock your potential. Point number four, know your resources. Provision is always and readily available for the accomplishment of your assignment and the fulfillment of your potential. The Creator formed each person for a specific purpose and also has made the necessary resources available to accomplish the purpose. However, you should be careful not to replace the resources with the source of the resources, as some have done. You have God-given resources, and your proper use of these resources will unlock your potential. However, if you misuse these resources, it leads to self-destruction, as we have all seen in the lives of many. You cannot unlock your potential until you learn what resources are available to you, how your Creator intended each to function, and why He made them available to you. You have tremendous resources available to you. You have tremendous resources within you, and you need to utilize these resources for the unlocking of your potential. Point number 5, maintain the right environment. To unlock your potential requires conditions conducive to fully fulfill your purpose. Every life form has ideal conditions in which they grow and flourish. The ideal environment for unlocking your full potential must recognize your abilities, celebrate your gifts, stretch you to give more and be more, free you to be your very best, be free from contaminants and minimizers that will cause you not to fulfill your potential. You know what? Life outside your ideal environment will destroy your potential, because a wrong environment always means death of the potential. All manufacturers have established the ideal conditions required for the optimum performance of their products. Likewise, you were created to function under specific conditions established by your Creator. Any violation of the manufacturer's specific conditions minimizes his intended effect. Obedience protects your potential, while disobedience diminishes your potential. You need to be in the right environment. And when you place yourself in the right environment, you are able to maximize or unlock your potential. Hang around people who celebrate you. Hang around people who encourage you to fulfill your potential and unlock your potential. Hang around people who will encourage you to be the best you want to be. And get out of the company of people who will cause you not to fulfill your potential. Point number 6, engage yourself in work. Dreams, potential, gifts without work accomplishes nothing. You need to work, because work provides you with the avenue to use, to test, to sharpen and refine your abilities. Your love of work is the secret to personal progress, productivity and fulfillment, because work encourages the unlocking of your potential, and potential is the abundance of talents, abilities, and capacities given to every single person. When you refuse to work, you deny yourself the opportunity to unlock your potential and your purpose, and you forfeit the productivity that could have blessed yourself and the world around you. The world needs your potential, because you were born to solve someone's problems and make a contribution to the world. Work is God's gift to help you unlock your potential. So let's look at the killers of your potential. One is fear. Fear is about dwelling on all that could go wrong instead of what could go right. Someone said, fear is equal to false evidence appearing real. Faith should be your mode of combating fear and encourages the unlocking of your potential. When you fear to try, you will never know what you could have done. To unlock your potential, you must neutralize fear with faith. You see, you must learn to do things afraid. You must learn to fail forward. You must learn to let go of fear and begin to do the things that are on your heart. You must learn to let go of fear, set aside fear, and do the things that are on your heart. Because if you don't do that, fear will kill your potential. Point number 2, discouragement. The things you require in life need patience and perseverance. You do not become an expert at anything the first time you try. You will experience many discouraging moments as you improve on your skills. A lot of people sacrifice their potential on the altar of discouragement. You need to remember that God will not give you a dream unless He knows you have the talents, the abilities, and the personality to complete it. God commands reveal the potential He gave you before you were born. Focus on where you are headed and not on the obstacles along the way. You must manage what you are going through and focus on what you are going to. Let me repeat that powerful statement. You must manage what you are going through, the discouragements, and focus on what you are going to. Point number three, procrastination. Someone said procrastination is a thief of time. Procrastination is the delaying of action until a later time. This kills your potential. Do you remember the number of times you delayed so long in making a decision regarding starting something or in completing a project that it became too late for you to carry out the project successfully? Procrastination eats away at the very core of your time and motivation. Let go of procrastination. Just do it. Point number four, past failures will kill your potential. Those who have failed in the past find it very difficult or are unwilling to take the risk on other things. They may have rejected your proposal. You may have failed the interview. And you may have failed in the initial concept, idea, or business. That is not the reason to stop trying something new and keep on keeping going. Remember that God's delays are not His denials. To unlock your potential, you must let the past be the past. Remember that that is why it is called the past. I like the following statement, "This too shall pass." Let go your past failures. Let go the various things that you've worked on that didn't work. Past failures are in the past. Perhaps it could have been the timing. So I encourage you strongly to forget about the past and focus on the future. Focus on where you are going and let go the past, because the past is in the past. Point number five, the opinion of others. I have shared my personal dreams and ideas with a number of people and expected them to enrich my perspective, provide me with more ideas, encouragement, inspiration, and other perspectives as to how the concept will work. Instead, they gave me many reasons why the ideas will not work. There are times when criticism prompts us to abandon an idea because we want the approval of people. Forsaking your dreams because others have belittled them or said nasty things about your dreams will waste your potential. Changing your plans to suit the ideas and expectations of your family, friends, and business associates is a big mistake. Remember that your enemies will use those closest to you, especially those whose opinion you value, to get to your potential. Do not allow the opinions of others to influence your decisions. Do not trust others to work for your good. Very often, those you thought were on your side will turn against you and destroy what you have been working to accomplish. Always remember that you are created and engineered to perform to an audience of one, your creator, the source of all potential. I suggest you continuously get your encouragement and promotion from your source. Point number six, distractions. Distractions come along to stop your progress towards your goal, or at least to change the speed of your progress. Distractions cause you to focus on the good things as opposed to focusing on the right or correct things. Remember that everybody is after your time, and things are after your time too. You must make a decision on what you want to concentrate on. Distractions will cause you to waste your currency of time on unnecessary and unimportant things at the cost of unlocking your potential. Avoid these distractions at all cost. Everything that does not help your progress hinders it. Distractions will take you off course and minimize you in the end. Another killer of your potential is success. This may sound very strange to you. Success is a major killer of your potential. When you are successful in something and you quit because you feel you have arrived, you will never become all that you were supposed to be. If you happen to run a small business successfully and you stop there, when in effect God wanted you to own a large business with offices in various countries, your success could stop you from exploring more opportunities. I have seen teachers who had the capacity to be a principal of a school, but they remained teachers until they were too old to do anything. I've seen principals who were born and had the potential to own a school, but they remained principals of the school until they were too old to do anything. I have also seen people who work all their lives for an employer when in effect they were born to own their private businesses. If you are successful at something, that is a good start. Leave your success and go on to create other bigger things. In this way, you will unlock your potential to the full. Point number 8, tradition. Traditions are norms, the way you have always done things and conform to the status quo. Traditions keep you in the comfort zone, and the comfort zone can be truly powerful. Traditions prevent you from accomplishing your purpose and your true potential. If you want to walk on water, you have to get out of the boat. Remember that no matter how good the present system is, there's always a better way or room for improvement. Don't allow yourself to be imprisoned by the comfort zone or the known or the tradition. Use your potential, dream large. Use your imagination and find new ways to respond to present situations and responsibilities. Refrain from believing the statement, "We've never done it before and never will it be done." To unlock your potential, you must move beyond tradition and embrace the possibilities out there. A wrong environment. You become like the people in your environment. Sweet oranges cannot grow in a poor soil, and you cannot unlock your potential in the wrong environment. Bad company corrupts good character, the saying goes. I have come to learn that many dreams die prematurely because they are shared with the wrong people. Convince yourself with the fact that others do not see what you see. They cannot completely understand the dream you have in your heart. Protect your potential by choosing carefully those with whom you share your dreams and aspirations. To unlock your potential, you must manage your environment and be selective in what environment you nurture and grow your dreams. You need quality people in your life to achieve your dreams. Point number 10 is society's pressure. Pressure from society's standards and expectations is a killer of your potential. The word society comes from the same Latin root as the word social, meaning a companion, and ends with the suffix ITI, which means the state of condition of something. The people you frequently associate with will impact your potential. You become like the people you most often associate with. Are you with champions or are you with losers? Are you with eagles or are you with turkeys? Those who say I can, no matter how many people say you can't, transform dreams into realities. So what are you going to do with what you have? What are you going to do knowing what you know now? I encourage you to listen to this audio over and over again until it becomes real in your life. You have a tremendous potential. You are engineered for success, and therefore do not shortchange yourself. You are engineered for greatness and crafted for success. So go and make it happen. Enjoy the journey as you practice these philosophies, as you do the things that are in this audio, and as you listen to this audio over and over again, I wish you the very best and enjoy the journey.